Very good afternoon and welcome to Monday's City Surgery on City Talk 105.9. Phil Cooper in for Will Batchelor this week, and it's Monday. We're talking gadgets today with our gadgets guru, Gary Miller. He's in the studio till 1 o'clock to take your calls and your questions on any kind of technological issues that you may have this afternoon. Just get in touch with us on the surgery on the phones, 0151 708 1059, 610 25 if you want to text your question in, or you can email surgery@citytalk.fm and get your question into Gary Miller. He should be able to help you out and let you know of the best deals that are out there on the market. He's been doing his research again over the past 7 days, and he's come up with some very interesting ideas for us in terms of what's hot this week. We'll talk about those things in a few minutes' time, but we've got a couple of questions as well that we'll get to early doors that we didn't manage to answer last week. Gary's come up with the answers to those as well this afternoon. That number again, 0151 708 1059, 610 25. Start your text with the word talk, leave a space, and then your name and whereabouts you're from, or email surgery@citytalk.fm. Good afternoon, Gary.
Good afternoon to you. And I went out and bought a gadget yesterday, the new 32-gigabyte Apple iTouch or iPod Touch. And you know what? It's amazing.
Absolutely. 32?
32 gigabyte. That's about 7,000 songs, 25,000 videos, and a whole batch of other things as well. And it looks absolutely stunning. In fact, so stunning that, in fact, we downloaded the aerial map off the centre of Liverpool, and you can turn it from a satellite map so you actually see the streets and the buildings and the cars, and then you flick over the page and it shows you a map showing you exactly where you are, and it shows you where City Talk 105.9 FM was as well. Oh, wonderful.
Have you brought it with you?
No.
No? It's kept it at home?
Yeah.
How many iPods have you got now then?
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
Flipping out, that's a lot.
No, but you start off with the classic, and then you get bored, and then you go to the next one, and then the next one, and then a nice colour comes out, so you go for the black one, and now it's this lovely iPod Touch. So I'd recommend it to anybody.
Are we going to get any new iPods on the market this year?
Well, I thought a new one was coming out in January, and it didn't. So, because normally they release a new iPod every 5 minutes, but apparently maybe September, October, when the next one comes out. Let's just watch the market and see. And that's what I do. I watch the market. I pay attention to the webs, to the press, etc., and try and jump in before anybody else does with what's hot and what I don't think what's hot. So I call it what's not hot. And today it's just a stupid one, so I'm going to rant about what actually has been brought out in the last couple of weeks that apparently is saying it's some advice, and I just don't agree with the advice.
It is a belter, isn't it? I look forward to that later on. We'll also do What's Hot as well in the next few minutes, but Gary Miller is here to answer your questions this afternoon. It is a phone-in. You can give us a call on 0151 708 1059. You can text your question as well, 610 25. Start your message with the word talk, or email surgery@citytalk.com. FM. We've got a couple of questions just to get through that were texted in last week. The first one is from Phil. He said, I've just bought a TV with iPod docking station built in, but my 7-year-old daughter's iPod is a small shuffle and won't fit. Is there a cable I can buy to link it up, or should I send the TV back or buy an expensive iPod?
There is an adapter. It took me ages to find out what this thing might be called. And if you remember, what this guy's done, he's bought a TV. At the front of the TV, I've seen it. I've seen it in Currys Digital and Lewis's and whatever. And it's a little docking station that appears at the front of the TV. And the iPod Classic or the iPhone or the iPod Touch just fits into it. It's fantastic. And you actually can play the music or watch the videos through your TV. Unfortunately, the shuffle is a much smaller iPod, and it normally clips onto your lapel or whatever, or your dress or belt, and it comes with a different kind of dock, and it doesn't work in that TV. Well, it took me ages, and in the end, I found two. There's the Belkin, that's B-E-L-K-I-N, dock adapter for the iPod shuffle. It's only a tenner, it's not much. Unfortunately, the only place I could find it, it's not in stock, so it's cheaper than the other one I'm going to recommend. It's from Kikatek, www.kikatek.com. So have a look. It might be on stock now, but it wasn't first thing this morning. But the one actually that I could find on play.com and amazon.co.uk is the Griffin 9759 dock adapter for the iPod Shuffle, and it basically converts it into something that can be plugged into that TV docking station or any docking station that takes the iPod Classic, etc. But however, it's got to be the second generation iPod Shuffle. If it's the first, which means it's the first one it came out, it ain't going to work, and you're probably going to have to buy another iPod or another Shuffle. But it's got to be the second iPod, second generation iPod Shuffle. It's shaped to fit most universal docking bays. It's great for power speakers, and it's backed with a 1-year warranty, and it costs just about £11. So it's £2, well, a pound more than the other one. So that's the Griffin 9759. Have a look at play.com or amazon.co.uk.
So just type Griffin into the search once you get on the website, and it should take you.
Yeah, go, as I say, www.play.com or www.amazon.co.uk and do a search. And there's a search box in there. Type in Griffin 9759. You'll find it. It's in stock, and it's 11 quid.
It's a bit awkward, that, isn't it? Why couldn't they make the sizes the same on the Shuffle and the
Shuffle's
the
tiny, so
it's,
I suppose they got rid of... I mean, there's a little headphones speaker socket in that, which is actually the connector, whereas the other iPods have actually got quite a large connector at the bottom that just slides into the docking stations. So the iPod Shuffle, because it's small, they've actually dispensed with some of the technical bits the rest have got.
Okay, thanks to Phil for that text. I hope that's helped you out as well this week, Phil. So get on to play.com or amazon.co.uk, and it's the Griffin dock adapter that you need for your iPod there. Another one here from Andy in Egbeth, who texted in last week, and this one's a bit above my head, this one. Can you ask Gary if buying an expensive speaker wire for my... Is that Onkyo amp?
It is.
And... Mordaunt
short
speakers is worth it.
Yeah, Andy, it is worth it. And I gave you an answer last week, and I'm not changing that answer, but I've got more detail for you. Get down to Maplin's, either in Edge Lane or maplin.co.uk. There's no S on the end of Maplin. Maplin.co.uk, and you can buy speaker wire for about £1.30 a metre, and it'll do the job. You can get it for £2 to £3. It's clear. They suggest that you go for a multi-strand cable. There are others. So you can go for Micro Silver Anniversary from QED. In fact, we didn't say what amp you've got, the Onkyo amplifier, but they vary from £150 to £1,500 just for an amplifier. And in fact, one of the things I would have done would be to go to one of the suppliers, the accredited suppliers. One is www.superfi, that's superfi.co.uk, or www.hifigear.co.uk, and they will actually recommend which speaker wire is best for the Onkyo amplifier.
Okay, thanks to Andy in Egbeth for that question, and I hope that's a bit of extra information to help you out this week. You can get your question into Gary Miller this afternoon as well. He's here till 1 o'clock to answer your calls and your questions on any kind of gadgets issues that you may have today. 0151 708 1059 is the number to ring. You can text your question in as well, 61025. Start your message with the word talk, leave a space, and then your name and whereabouts you're from, and we can always give you a call back if we need a bit more info from you. Or you can email surgery@citytalk.fm. Every week on the show, though, we do what's hot and what's not. And one or two things that are hot this week. First of all, I was talking to Will about it a few minutes ago. Tell us about these colour-changing tiles that are going to jazz up people's homes.
Well, you asked me to find what is hot, and I found tiles. This is bathroom, kitchen, floor tiles that actually change colour. Isn't that fascinating, exciting, interesting, or maybe not? But at least it's hot, because they only change colour if it gets hot. and they change from. Do you remember those coloured T-shirts? If you sort of you know, clenched your fists around the cloth, and it would actually change colour from maybe a pink to a bright yellow and green where your hand was. That's the same kind of principle. So within the actual tiles, it reacts to heat. So if you're looking to add a wow factor to your home, this is one of the best ways, apparently, of doing it without investing in flashy technology. Temperature-sensitive glass tiles react to heat by changing their base colour through phases, three phases, over a 6 to 10 degree rise in temperature. So you actually get a really quite nice effect. The tiles are 4x4 in size, and I've been told they're only $15 a pop. That's $15 a tile. That doesn't seem much, does it?
No, it sounds quite cheap. But affordable?
That's actually $1,100 or about 800 quid for a square metre. Now, the fancy mosaic tiles that you see in some trendy bars, they're about £100 a square metre. And that's a lot of money. So, 800 quid a square metre is a lot more. And I would say go for one or two. Don't go overboard unless you're going to open a very trendy, expensive club or hotel, etc. But you can buy them from the US, get them sent over here. They're not available in the UK yet, but you can get them. Have a look at, and this is a strange website address, so I'm sorry if you want to text or email in, we can always come back on this, but it's https://technology.inventables inventables.com inventables. So that's https://technology.inventables.com. I think they're interesting, and if I was going to be doing a bathroom or a little feature in a kitchen or whatever, and I knew it was going to get hot, then actually I'd like to see this.
You could probably afford it as well, couldn't you?
No, not the money I make these
£800 days.
£800? No, definitely not. I spent all my money on an iPod Touch yesterday.
What colours do they change from then?
They go to yellows and greens and reds and such, and a mixture of that. So it's actually a mixture of yellow, red and green. I mean, we benefit here from actually having the photographs in front of us. Unfortunately, listeners, you can't see it. But if you go to technology.inventables.com, you will. You'll see the colour photographs. It does look great. There's actually a pretty one with little flowers on it that have gone from purple to green, red and yellow.
Excellent stuff. Let's just do one more What's Hot for now before we go to the break. On YouTube, officially going to offer direct downloads.
They are indeed. They're going to try and make some more money out of us. So they make the money from the advertising. But, you know, there's millions, in fact, there's billions of videos on YouTube. And this is long overdue. YouTube has just announced, they actually announced it on Friday, that they'll be trialling an upgrade to its service that allows users to download videos directly from the site and then watch them offline. Video creators will be offered a Creative Commons license to allow permission to reuse the downloaded content, with the possibility of a fee being involved, and that's where the relevant information can be paid through Google Checkout, because Google's, of course, linked to YouTube. So this is something that's news coming out. You haven't been able to download YouTube videos before. Actually, you can, because I've actually got a tool that lets me do it. So I can go into somebody's video on YouTube, grab it, put it on my machine, and then I can edit it and whatever else. That is actually legal. The software is legal, but of course I don't have the commercial license to get some people's videos, but this now is a legal way of doing that, and you don't need to buy or download any additional software to actually download those videos. So it's a nice idea. It's a Creative Commons license, and it allows or permits people to reuse downloaded content under certain conditions. So basically, have a look at YouTube. It's available now. It's already been discussed on a YouTube website, and you can buy those videos through Google Checkout. And it's probably going to be interesting for things like videos, because I've seen some great music videos that actually I've never bothered downloading, but I would, because then I can put them onto my iPod or put them onto my MP3 player and watch them again offline, or actually put them onto my phone.
Sounds good.
Interesting.
Absolutely. OK, Gary Miller is here with us this Monday lunchtime through till 1 o'clock. He's our gadgets guru, and he's here to take your calls and your questions. So we're going to get to a couple of questions after the break from Linda, who's texting about HDMI cables. And Dave has got in touch with a question about an iPhone. We'll get to those questions in a couple of minutes' time. But in the meantime, if you want to get your question to Gary, you can give us a call on 0151 708 1059, 610 25 if you want to text your question in, or email surgery@citytalk.fm. Welcome back to the surgery on City Talk 105.9. Phil Cooper filling in for Will Batchelor this week. 0151 708 1059, the number to ring this lunchtime. 61025 on the text, or email surgery@citytalk.fm. Dean Sullivan follows this show between 1 and 4 on City Talk this afternoon. He's going to be joined by Max Clifford talking about Jay Goody, and also Phil Olivier in the cafe between 3 and 4 this afternoon. That's Dean Sullivan on City Talk 105.9 this afternoon. This show you can also get as a podcast as well. It's going to be available shortly on iTunes. So good afternoon to everyone listening on the podcast this afternoon. And as we always say on the surgery on a Monday, it's very much about you. If you've got any suggestions to some of the questions that are texted in or emailed in this afternoon, if you think Gary's missed one or two things, you can get in touch with the show as well and give us your suggestions on some of the answers to the questions. Let's get to a couple now. One from Linda. And one also from Tony. Linda says, do the expensive HDMI cables for sale make any difference to TV pictures? Are they worth the money? And Tony on the Wirral says pretty much the same thing in his question as well.
Well, HDMI cables, high-definition cables, that's what you need to plug in your V+, your Sky Plus box into your HD TV, and it does give better quality. I don't know if there would be, if it cost you, say, 15 quid for an HDMI cable and it cost you 20 quid for an HDMI cable, if you're going to see any difference. So I wouldn't say jump in and get the most expensive HDMI cable that one of the retailers sell, as long as it's HDMI. HDMI is better than SCART. SCART is better than the video and sound cables with the red, yellow and white connectors. And that, again, is better than the RGB cable or aerial cables that you used to use about 5 years ago. So in terms of going up the chain and getting to the very best, HDMI is where you need to be. But as I say, spending an extra few quid on it, you're not going to see much difference. So as long as it's HDMI, then go for it, and that'll give you great Blu-ray, great high-definition TV, great transfer from your V Plus box or your Sky Plus box, etc.
Just to tell you a bit more about Tony's text, he says he's bought a 1080 100HZ TV, also had Sky HD and a PlayStation 3. What does that mean? In terms of specification-wise, is that a pretty kind of high-tech machine he's got?
The 100 megahertz TV is fantastic. Now, we've discussed that several times in terms of this 100 megahertz. Basically, what happens is most TVs are 50 megahertz, and sometimes they can't catch up when somebody's playing football on the screen or driving a fast motor car or flying a very fast aeroplane. And what happens is you get juddering, or what they call pixelation. Little boxes appear on the screen. So it's trying to catch up, but it can't quite do it yet. Where 100 megahertz, does catch up. So if you were listening to the trailer for this show at 12:15 today, you would have heard me talking about the 100 megahertz and the 200 megahertz, which basically is that intelligent that it fills in the gaps. So if somebody's playing football, it adds another frame to the picture and stops it from pixelating. So 100 megahertz is an amazing TV to have, so well done. There is a 200 megahertz now, but there's very few 100 megahertz. So it's a good job there. Sky HD, great. PlayStation 3, absolutely fantastic. So everything he's got there are top-end boxes. The only thing he doesn't say is if he has a Blu-ray. I mean, I'd be really impressed. Maybe he does. Text us again. Tell us, do you have Blu-ray? But HDMI will give you the best quality of the imagery from one machine to the other.
OK, let us know, Tony, at 6:10:25 if you want to text your question into Gary this afternoon. 01517 08 1059, the number to ring, or email surgery@citytalk.fm. Probably worth just telling you about tomorrow's show as well. We're talking at Pets tomorrow with Jill Burkhill from Pets Now. And tomorrow's show, we're also going to have the dog behaviour expert Craig Richardson with us in the studio as well. So it's your chance to get some questions in if you've got any kind of issues with your dog's behaviour. Craig Richardson is here with us for the show tomorrow. He's a dog behaviour expert. And probably worth emailing your questions in between now and tomorrow to surgery@citytalk.fm. And then when the show begins at midday tomorrow, you can start texting your questions in to Craig as well. Let's get back to another gadgets question for Gary. One here says, where can I buy 4A batteries? I've tried everywhere I can think of, and I need them for my Bluetooth headset.
You go onto three websites, different ones. The first one is www.batteries, that's B-A-T-T-E-R-I-E-S plus P-L-U-S .co.uk. You can also go on to Pent Up Energy, that's interesting words, pentupenergy.co.uk or budgetbatteries.co.uk, and they all do 4A batteries. When you look at it, it actually looks like A. It's four A's, one after the other. Sometimes they're called LR61 type batteries. So either LR61s or quadruple A batteries. And there's the three sites: Batteries Plus, Pent Up Energy, and Budget Batteries. And they're all .co.uk.
OK, we'll take another text from Dave in Wrexham in a couple of minutes' time. He's texting with a question about an iPhone 3G, but we were talking about what's hot earlier on. There's another one here for people who like listening to music in the bath, Gary.
Music in the bath, yes. The Tokyo Flash waterproof MP3 player and speaker for the bathroom. So, this could be used with our nice new tiles, our colour-changing tiles, when you jazz up your bathroom. One of the pictures is actually of a shower. So you could actually have this Tokyo Flash waterproof MP3 player and speaker. So if you enjoy listening to music, calming music, when you're in the bath or singing in the shower, a waterproof MP3 player is likely to appear. It's from Tokyo Flash. It's about 18 centimetres by 78 centimetres. It's not very big. It's 78, it's huge, 7.8 centimetres. It's an internal speaker, and it comes through the bottom of the speaker itself with volume controls at the top. It's got an LED display. The great thing about this is rather than it being a radio, you could be listening on your Tokyo Flash waterproof MP3 player. You could be listening to the podcast of this show, which comes out later today, shortly, and you could be listening to the show again. But whatever you do when it's a podcast, don't ring in, because I'm not going to be here at that time to answer. But so you could listen to podcasts or listen to your favourite music, calming or otherwise. 12 hours of playback, three AA batteries, and it's got a little USB drive. The only thing I would say about it, it's £99. It's available from tokyoflash.com. That's www.tokyoflash.com.
What music do you listen to in the bathroom?
I actually I watch the TV in the bathroom. Sorry, I do listen to music, but I actually listen to City Talk when I'm in the bathroom, in the bath, or I'll be watching one of the news programmes. But I don't listen to music that often when I'm in the bath. I listen to music in the car more often than anything else. But there's nothing better than listening to this radio show while I'm driving.
Oh, couldn't agree more. Mark in West Derby has texted in to say the PlayStation 3 is a Blu-ray player.
It is indeed. So I was meaning a separate Blu-ray. He's quite right. I always think of the PlayStation 3 as a games machine, but he's quite right. It will play Blu-ray movies. I'm not sure if it will actually play the new 3D movies that I went to see. One Bolt 3D. I went down to the Odeon on Friday and watched not the 2D version, the 3D version. Best ever. That's now going to come out on Blu-ray, I hear. So maybe he can play it through his PlayStation. Not quite sure on that.
OK, thanks to Mark in West Derby. Let's go to the lines now. We've got Jay on the phone from Kirkdale. Good afternoon, Jay.
Good afternoon, Phil.
Hi, Jay. It's Gary here.
Good afternoon, Gary.
You got a question about your Skybox, Jay?
Yeah, mine's the early Skybox, which takes no SCART leads. I was wondering if they do a connection where you can fit an HDMI lead into a SCART lead connection.
You can actually. I've got one. They're not great, and they don't actually convert the signal to be any better because you're starting with a SCART cable in the first place. Mm-hmm. So most TVs have got SCART sockets. Sometimes they've got two. Sometimes they've got three on the TV. On the back of your one, I think you've got two SCART connectors, if I remember rightly, because I had the same box. And you can convert it, but it's not going to give you any better signals.
Right.
Yeah, you're better buying a new Sky Plus or HD box, although I just discovered about an hour ago that the first thousands of them apparently are faulty, and I've actually got one that's playing up, so I wonder if there's a problem with my one as well. It's not recording correctly, but there is news on the wires at the moment that the Sky Plus boxes are new ones that are a little bit, not the new ones, sorry, the older ones going back about a year ago are developing some faults. Your one is even older than that, and to answer your question, HDMI conversion is not going to give you a better signal.
Right, OK. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks,
now.
Jay.
Take care.
Bye-bye now. That's Jay in Kirkdale. You can get in touch with Gary Miller on the surgery this afternoon as well. 01517081059 is the number to ring. 61025, if you want to text your question in, just start your message with the word talk. Leave a space and then your name and whereabouts you're from. Or you can email surgery@citytalk.fm. Steve from Netherley says, what's the name of the software you use to download off YouTube? We were talking earlier about YouTube allowing people to officially download directly from the website.
I think the word you said is officially. I'll come back to you on that. That'll be my homework. But I actually can't remember the name of the software that I use. But I use it only for one of the things I used to do. I don't do it at the moment. Is designed websites. And I had customers who downloaded their videos onto YouTube, then didn't have those videos except on YouTube. So in order for me to put them onto the website, I had to go and get them back off again. And I found software that does that. I was able to edit that to suit that website or websites. I can't remember the name of the software. I will find out, and that'll be my next week's homework. So please listen in. And if anybody else uses any software to do that legitimately on non-commercial videos, text us, email us, or phone in and help us out here, like the man did when he said that his PlayStation 3 is also a Blu-ray player. Thank you.
Yeah, if you know the answer to that, thanks to Steve for your text there. If you've got the answer to that, just give us a text, 61025. Start your message with the word talk. You can call us as well, 01517081059, or you can email the answer to that one into surgery@citytalk.fm. I promised Dave from Wrexham that we'd read out his question regarding an iPhone 3G. We've got another one that's been sent through on email as well from Craig in West Derby. They're pretty much linked, but first of all, Dave's in Wrexham says, I'm thinking of buying an iPhone 3G, but I've heard rumours of a new iPhone being released in the summer with MMS, radio and a better camera. Have you heard anything? Similar one from Craig, who says he phoned up three the other day to say that he was going to leave them because he wanted to go to an iPhone on O2, but they said, stay with us, watch this space, we might be bringing something out.
Well, there are rumours, and in fact, there was a rumour came out on Wednesday of last week in informationweek.com, that actually is quite the reverse of what the rumours are that he's had. Apparently, a cheap iPhone Nano rumour is out there. That is a new iPhone that comes out for about $99 in the States in June. It's not a smaller version of the iPhone. Nano, you would think, is smaller. It's actually a cheaper one because they're taking out features, not adding features, deleting features. And one of the things they're talking about deleting, and this is a rumour, remember, is it could lose the 3G, which, of course, you forget it then, because I think it's the most important thing that it's got. It's also going to lose GPS as well. So you can't find yourself, or you can't find that little restaurant you want to go to, or the cinema you want to go to. It'll be cheaper. It'll be $15 a month in America, or $30. So it's a cheaper data plan. It's also going to come down to a 1.3 megapixel camera. Forget it. So that's the rumours that we're hearing. They only came out last week, and it is going to be in June, and it's going to be called the iPhone Nano, I should say. Not smaller, just less features. So I'm going to keep checking on that for you, but at the moment, that's the rumours I'm getting.
Craig says he's already found on Australia 3, on their website, that they're selling the iPhone as well. And he's asked as well, do you think the 32-gigabyte iPhone will ever come out?
Well, the iPhones, I'm actually on the iPhone site as we speak, because it's part of Apple.com. So if you want to find out what's happening with Apple, go onto Apple.com, and it says iPhone there. There are now, apparently, 15,000 applications have been developed for the iPhone. That's the iPhone 3G. That machine now exists. So if anybody gets confused, that machine is there now. It has been there for a little while. And it's got 15,000 applications, which I think is more than most of the other phone companies. The 32-gigabyte one, I'm just going to see what it actually says. Let me come back to you on that. I will confirm that in a few minutes.
OK, well, we're going to go to a break in a couple of minutes' time anyway, so we'll let Gary do his research on that, and we'll get back to you on that in a couple of minutes' time. We've also got a cracking What's Not Hot this week to come as well. It's how to control your children when they're playing computer games that aren't deemed...
Absolutely useless.
Useless. It's an interesting... Well, not an interesting idea, it's an awful idea, isn't it? But we'll get to that in a couple of minutes' time. The programme. Peter McDowell is back on City Talk 105.9 from 7 o'clock this evening with all the highlights from Everton's FA Cup win from the weekend. That's between 7 and 10 o'clock this evening with Peter McDowell, the press gang joining him between 8 and 9 this evening as well. You're listening to the City Surgery on City Talk 105.9. Tomorrow between 12 and 1, we've got Jill Burkhill from Vets Now. She's with us in the studio to take your calls. And we've also got Craig Richardson, our dog behaviour expert. So if you've got any kind of particular issues to do with your dog, perhaps it's being too aggressive or growling too much, or maybe the dog's just crying a bit too much when you lock him out of the bedroom, you can get in touch with Craig Richardson tomorrow between 12 and 1 on the surgery. 0151 708 1059, 610 25 on the text, or email surgery@citytalk.fm. And we will, of course, be taking the usual questions on any kind of general pet issues that you may have. That's the surgery tomorrow between 12 and 1. Gary Miller, our gadgets guru, is with us this afternoon. We were talking before the break, Gary, about a 32-gigabyte iPhone. Is it in the pipeline?
The answer is no. It was meant to be, well, people thought, the industry thought, it was coming out in January of this year, and it hasn't. And we don't know why. There is currently it's an 8 and a 16 gigabyte version, two versions, and the 32 isn't there. Interestingly, the newest iPod Touch, which is not a phone, it's like the MP3 player, is 32 gig, so it tells us it's doable. They could have a 32 gigabyte iPhone, but they haven't got it yet, and it was expected to be about now, and I still can't find details on it, and I've been searching the wires, actually I was searching the wires over the weekend and today to see if it was coming out, so I thought it might have been around now. It isn't out yet, and they thought it would be Mac World, and it didn't come out in Mac World either. Apple has secured quite a lot of the production facilities at Samsung, which I think make the disc that makes it either a 8, 16 or a 32 gig. So maybe they're actually gearing up to release it sometime this year, but we don't know when. So I'm sorry I can't help. If anybody else out there sells iPhones, maybe you could email us, text us, phone us from your iPhone and tell us when you think it's going to be coming out. It'd be very interesting because I know that I've got friends who would love to buy it.
Yep, those numbers again, 01517081059, 61025 if you want to text us, or surgery@citytalk.fm on the email. Thanks to Tom in Widnes, he's texted in with a question. We'll read that out in a couple of minutes' time. But first of all, I wanted to do what's not hot this week, Gary, and it's about stopping children playing violent video games.
I can't believe this nonsense.
Technological new method to stop it happening.
Right, do you remember when the Europeans told us that bananas need to be straight? We can't have bendy bananas. Well, this is equally as stupid, I've got to say, to our European cousins. They've come up with this idea to help address the much-publicised problem of children playing unsuitable video games on their consoles. What do you think their revolutionary new plan is, Phil?
So it's got to be something high-tech, hasn't it?
Well, it almost is. So what is this revolutionary new plan? Some sort of advanced parental control system? What about an integrated age rating feature? Teaching and educating the children about good parenting? Nope. They recommend a big red panic button strapped to the console that a grown-up can hit if they see their child playing something unsuitable. And I'm not joking. That's what they are recommending. They have an official press release. Parents should have a red button, it says, to disable a game that they feel is inappropriate for their child.
How big is that red panic button?
It's a big red panic button.
Very big.
Yeah, well, I would imagine it's one of those ones you actually see them, like Relax, that you can buy in Dixon's or in Curry's that I've seen. So they're probably the size of a fist, so you can punch the button if you wanted. What it is, I mean, why can't you just switch the machine off if you think it's inappropriate? You just go up and go, that's not appropriate, I'm going to turn that off. But no, you press this button. There is a press release on this. If you're interested, have a look at www.euro, that's E-U-R-O, parol, P-A-R-L, .europa.eu. And you can see where this bit of comedy has come from. And no, it's not April Fool's Day. It's maybe European Fool's Day. But they're serious, and there is a press release. Europal, europa.eu is where you can find the details on it. I think, what a load of nonsense. Just tell the kids, get off it. Turn the machine off. Don't buy them the game. Delete the game. Do whatever you have to. But actually having a big red button saying, oh, you naughty child, I'm going to press this button and you'll learn from that. A lot of nonsense.
What does the panic button actually do? Does it kind of emit an air raid siren type noise?
A little noise. It probably goes like, poof, or something. Woof! Or panic, panic, panic.
I think what it should do is it should, when you hit the panic button, there should be a big sad face appears on the TV screen. And then if the parents do like the kids playing the game, it should be a smiley face.
That'll
be a better idea.
And then
it?
We can all skip through daisy fields and hold hands together. Thank you, Phil.
Okay, that's the panic button then, which certainly gets the thumbs down from Gary Miller this week. Let's get back to that text from Tom in Widnes. It says, I have Sky Plus, but no HD. Do I need to connect HDMI to TV, to my TV?
No, there is a SCART socket on the back of a Sky Plus box as well. So if you haven't got an HD TV and you may not have an HDMI connector on it, then obviously you can't. So just use a SCART cable. It's not going to be as good quality as an HDMI cable would be. And I've got to tell you, I've got a plasma TV at home and I've got a Sky Plus box. And actually, even though I've not got a plasma high-definition TV, the quality is superb. And that's actually through a SCART cable, not even an HDMI cable. So I wouldn't necessarily know the difference unless I had one TV next to the other. But generally, He's got a SCART socket on the back of this box, and that's what he'll plug into the TV. And the answer is you don't need HDMI, but it would look great if you did.
OK, cheers, Tom. Hope that's helped you out. 0151 708 1059 is the number to ring if you want to get your question to Gary Miller in the next 10 minutes or so. 61025 on the text or email surgery@citytalk.fm. We've done most of what's hot and what's not hot this week. You've got a deal of the week for us as well, Gary.
Well, it's not... Some people would say this is a gadget and some people would say it's not a gadget. I love it. Imagine you get a big pot of paint. Forget brushes that cover the wall in loose hairs and streaks. There is actually a paint pod, not an iPod. It doesn't play music. You don't play music, doesn't change colour. But what it does do is it lets you cover a wall extremely quickly in normally one coat, possibly two, with unfortunately special paint, that is, it's Dulux paint, and it's designed for the paint pod, not the iPod. Imagine putting paint on your iPod, then you couldn't see the screen. However, you'd paint the walls with this thing really, really quickly, and it cleans itself, and that's what I like. So no brush hairs, no streaks. It dries quickly, it doesn't take very long, and it self-washes itself as well. So you just basically plug it into the water supply and it cleans the roller that you've used to put the paint on. Why it's the deal of the week is it's 70 quid normally. You can buy it at B&Q, one of your local big do-it-yourself shops, get down to Speaker or whatever, or up to Aintree, and you can get it for 34 quid. So not £70, 34 quid. It is a gadget, it does a great job, and it's a really useful one too. So get out there, everybody listening, particularly the wives that want their husbands to do the do-it-yourself around the house leading up to spring, they can go out and buy this now, and you've got a spanking brand new lounge, lovely paint, and it's been done in double quick time with little drips, no drips at all, no brush marks, no streaking, and done very quickly, and it cleans itself, so it saves them some work as well, and all for 34 quid, I would do it.
You've come up with some nice design ideas for the home this week, haven't you? With that,
indeed, yeah.
The tiles as well for the bathroom.
Exactly. Let's get into interior. I could be the new Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen, but I think that's more likely to be Will Batchelor when he comes back. You can imagine him in a frilly shirt.
Will's very appreciative of that comment there. He's smiling, and I think Will will be up for that. Okay, let's get another question. One here from Paul, who's emailed on surgery@citytalk.fm. It says, my computer crashed recently and I lost all the data on there, including my iTunes. I've set iTunes up again, but the new version doesn't recognise my iPod and won't synchronise with it. It says I need to clear my iPod if I want to transfer music from the computer. Is there any way around this?
I think there is. I'm doing this from memory, and I don't use iTunes on a PC. I use it on a Mac, so it's different menus. But I think the menu you want to go to would be the Tools menu, and I think you have to authorise that iPod to use that version of iTunes, and then it should synchronise. And what it will do is it will bring the library, and that's what it's called, a library, of the iTunes library from your iPod, and will stick it into the library on your machine. But you have to authorise it. And if my memory serves me right, but please put me right if I'm wrong, listeners, even the podcasting listeners, you can get it from iTunes, etc. If you're listening to this and you think I'm wrong, it's 5 iPods may be authorised per iTunes, and you can actually authorise it, I think, through the Tools menu, but please put me right if I'm wrong. I know what it is on the Mac, I'm not sure what it is on the PC.
And once the iPod's synchronised, can you synchronise it to any other computers, or is it just the one computer?
Just the one.
But you can get 5
there
iPods.
There are ways around it, but it's just the one. Yeah,
but up to 5 iPods on one computer.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks to Paul for that email. You can get in touch as well. surgery@citytalk.fm is the address to email your question in. We're coming towards the end of the programme, so if you've got some questions for next week, between now and next Monday, you can email that address, and Gary Miller will do his best to help you out. Just one final what's hot this week, and it's another computer one.
It is another computer one, Midian. It's a company I'd actually not heard of before, I've got to be honest. However, I was actually quite interested in this particular one, in that they've offering a cheap, basic, compact PC setup. And basically what they've done is they've entered the ultra compact. That means it's a small net top, so it's a small mini tower, it's called. It's aimed at home computing and internet users. It's got an Intel Atom 230 CPU processor, that is, 1 gigabyte of RAM, 160 gigabytes of hard disk, that's plenty. It's running XP Home Edition, and it comes with the typical software. It's got built-in Wi-Fi, it's got surround sound, it's got a dual layer, whatever that might mean, listeners, it's got a DVD player on it, and it's got a full system with a 19-inch widescreen LCD, mouse, keyboard, etc. Have a look at Median, M-E-D-I-O-N, shop, medianshop.co.uk, £350, including VAT. That's a good price. So it's medianshop.co.uk. Thank you.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Gary.
You're welcome.
With us on the surgery next Monday between 12 and 1 o'clock. Tomorrow's surgery, as I've been saying, it's with Jill Burkhill from Vets Now and also our dog behaviour expert, Craig Richardson. So get your questions into Craig tomorrow lunchtime. Surgery at citytalk.fm is the address to email between now and then. Dean Sullivan is coming up between 1 and 4 on City Talk this afternoon. He's going to be speaking to Max Clifford and also Robert De Niro's biographer as well between 1 and 4 this afternoon. And then it's Paul Jacobs driving you home before Peter McDowell on the sports. News and sports is coming up next, though.